So just go ahead and find the meditation posture. Pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. And now starting to settle in. And take a super deep breath. Retain the breath. And now exhale. And now once again, super deep breath in. Retain the breath. And then exhale. And one last time, super deep breath in. Retaining the breath below the navel. And now exhale. Bending the length of the exhale. Okay, good. All right, now bring to mind the problems of your life, the sources of dissatisfaction. Now relax the body and let these sources of suffering just roll over you. Letting the image thoughts arise, letting the emotions arise, but then very much feeling the body, noticing what it's like. Keep going with that. Really let this sorrow roll over you. And also, this is a very important instruction. Give up all hope that it will ever improve. And it's totally fine to let this frighten you, to let this upset you. It is upsetting. Your upset is valid. Reviewing all the sorrows of your life, maybe focusing in on one in particular. Holding it in the mind, feeling it in the body, and then letting the grieving process start. Again, assume that this will never get better. Just assume it'll get worse. And then see your life going forward, actually deteriorating all the way to the moment of death. Imagine the worst outcomes. See if you can be with this fully, staying embodied, noticing what it's like in the body, noticing the emotions, noticing the image thoughts. And making lots of space for real upset and grief. Your upset is valid, completely valid. Let yourself sink into the upset of it. Open up to what a hell this is. Notice how this disturbs your sense of identity, all your thoughts for the future. Also upsetting. You can also bring in the perfect nurturers. Have them comfort you. Have them see what has happened. They really get it. They keep soothing you, comforting you. Now also, you can go ahead and give voice to whatever's really what's most upsetting about all this. And they're going to listen to you attentively. There you are, still with the perfect nurturer. Keep giving voice. And they understand. If anybody would be upset about this, they get it. Now, also, there is this recognition that life is mixed up with suffering, not apart from suffering. There's no meditation practice to do, no ritual to perform, no ethical standard to follow that makes life free from suffering. Here we're really sitting with it. Keep developing the scene. Perfect nurturers are right there with you. And they totally understand. And also there is this recognition that you have. It's like, oh yeah, this is a source of actual connection with others. Others suffer greatly, just like me. There's this deep understanding and compassion towards self and other. Keep developing the meditation in whichever way you see fit. The perfect nurturers are here with you, attuning to you, comforting you. And it helps. It helps you process the suffering, but doesn't make it go away. This is part of life. And there's not something to be said or done to make it okay. It just hurts. and the perfect nurturers are there, and they're helping you process, helping you look at this. And now bring that scene to a close. And now imagine that you step outside of the meditation and that you look back. What was this like? What did you learn? What were the insights? And now seeing how these insights integrate into your person, and how they will inform the rest of your life, how there's now a deeper maturity. Kind of a somberness, a sobriety with which you approach the rest of life. A wisdom. See yourself moving through life with this wisdom. Offering as part of life. Death is inevitable. Seeing all of this clearly. I'll count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.